Ever feel like, when it comes to special ed stuff in Alaska, it's like, where's the instruction manual?
Right.
Well, think of this deep dive as exactly that.
Yeah.
We're going to break down this Alaska Department of Education and Early Development Notice of Procedural Safeguards document.
Okay.
And trust me, it's way more interesting than it might sound at first.
It is. It's actually pretty
So
important.
if you've ever felt like, wait, what are my rights as a parent?
Yes.
We're going to unpack all of that.
Absolutely. This document is it's essential for any parent really who's navigating special education here in Alaska because it lays out your rights. Under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA, that big federal law that makes sure all students with disabilities get a free and appropriate public education.
It's like they took this huge federal thing and we're like, okay, Alaska, here's how you apply it.
Exactly. It's specifically for Alaska how it plays out in our schools, you know? It's your roadmap.
Yeah, and one of the things that I thought was really cool going through it was how much emphasis they put on making sure parents really get it.
Yes,
Like
definitely.
really understand their rights.
Definitely. The document's really clear about parents having the right to get all the info, evaluations, their kids' education plan, all of it in their native language.
Oh wow.
And we're not just talking about written languages.
Wow, that's huge. I mean, 'cause how can you really be involved if you don't even like fully get what's being talked about?
Exactly. Informed consent is so important. They can't just like throw jargon at you and expect you to sign. They have to actually explain it so it makes
Right.
sense.
And what I find reassuring is that it's not like a one-time, okay, I consent and that's it.
Right.
You know?
You can change your mind.
Like you can change your mind later.
You're not locked in. Even if you said yes to something at first, if it's not working, you have the right to say, actually, no, let's rethink
Oh,
this.
that's good to know. So you have
Yeah.
that power to like speak up
Yeah.
if you need to change course.
Yes, absolutely. You're their biggest advocate, right? So your input matters at every step.
Now, speaking of advocating, let's talk about evaluations for a sec, because that's where I think things can sometimes get a little, I don't know. Yeah. This document talks about your rights when it comes to those evaluations. And it
Yeah.
mentions something called an independent educational evaluation, or an IEE.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a situation where an IEE was like requested or needed?
Oh, for sure. IEs are super helpful when, the parents and the school maybe aren't on the same page about an evaluation. It's basically getting a second opinion.
Okay, like a fresh set of eyes.
Exactly. And what's interesting is the document actually talks about like when the school might have to pay for that second opinion.
Really?
Yeah. Like imagine the school does their evaluation and they're like, nope, no special ed services needed. But the parents are like, I don't think so. In those situations, parents can ask for the IE, and because there's that disagreement, the school might actually have to foot the bill.
See, and that's huge because I know those can be really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, just knowing that that's an option and could potentially be free for them, that's empowering.
It really is. It makes sure parents have a voice, you know. If they think that evaluation wasn't good enough, there's something they can do.
So it's about leveling that playing field a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay. Now I know we're all about empowering our listeners to be like, awesome advocates, but let's not forget about what happens when a child turns 18. Like what happens to all this then?
Right. That's a big one. The document's very clear. 18, those rights shift. They go from the parents to the student.
18. I swear they were just starting kindergarten, like yesterday.
It goes by so fast. That's why this document's so helpful. It reminds you to think about this early on. Because at 18, unless there's a legal guardian, it's the student who's calling the shots about their education.
So, like those conversations about college, about accommodations, even just who gets to see their school records, that all needs to happen before they hit 18.
Yeah, way before. It's never too early to start thinking about that transition.
Okay. So we've talked about consent, evaluations, this whole turning 18 thing, but let's get into something I think a lot of parents wonder about. Confidentiality. Like
Yeah.
with all these records, all these evaluations, how do we know that stuff's staying private?
Right. And the document actually addresses that directly. It has a whole section on confidentiality of information.
Okay, so what exactly are we talking about when we say, like, personally identifiable information? What falls under that?
It's a lot, honestly. I mean, it's the obvious things like your child's name, their address, their birth date.
Sure, makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's more than just that.
Oh, yeah. Social security number, student ID, even stuff about them that makes them stand out from other students, that's all protected.
Wow. Okay, they're serious about this whole privacy thing.
Absolutely. And here's the best part. Parents, they have the right to see all those records, and if something's wrong, they can ask for it to be fixed.
Oh, that's good to know. So it's not like, this is what we have and that's it.
Exactly. Yeah. You can speak up if something's not right. You have a say in making sure the information about your child is accurate.
Now what happens when, like, they don't need those records anymore? Is it just this ever-growing pile of paperwork?
Well, get this. The document even talks about getting rid of those records.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
So I can, like, channel my inner Marie Kondo and just be like, thank you, next?
Exactly. You can totally request to have your child's info destroyed when it's not relevant anymore.
Okay, see, that, I did not expect that.
It's all about being transparent, you know? Giving parents control over their kids' info. Of course, there are some exceptions. Grades, attendance, stuff like that. They might be kept forever.
Right, you don't want to lose those perfect attendance awards.
Exactly.
But it's good to know that you have options.
Absolutely.
It's about feeling in control.
Right.
When it comes to your kids' education.
Yes, exactly. Knowledge is power, and knowing your rights, that's the first step.
Okay, so we've got consent, evaluations. We talked about what happens at 18 and all this confidentiality stuff. But what about when, like, you know, parents in the school just don't agree? What happens then?
That's where this document really shines, because it gives you a game plan. And it doesn't always have to be lawyers and courtrooms. In fact, they really encourage a more, you know, team approach. Yeah. There's something called mediation.
Mediation. Okay. Tell me more.
So it's basically a way for parents and the school to sit down. There's this neutral person there, and they all work together to find a solution.
See, that sounds so much less intimidating than, like, a formal hearing, especially if you're already stressed, which, let's be real, a lot of parents are.
Exactly. It's supposed to be more like a conversation, less formal. And a big plus, yeah. Everything stays confidential.
Oh, so what happens in mediation stays in mediation.
Exactly. Builds trust, you know? Everyone can speak freely.
Okay. And this is only if both sides agree to do it?
Yeah, it has to be voluntary. Both the parents and the school have to say yes to mediation.
So it's really about finding that common ground, that win-win.
Exactly. And even if it doesn't solve everything, it can at least, like, help everyone understand each other's side a bit better.
So it's a step in the right direction, even if it's not the final answer.
Exactly.
Okay, mediation sounds great for a lot of situations. But I imagine there are times when you do need something a little more,
formal.
Yeah.
That's where the due process hearing comes in.
Okay, now don't let the term due process scare you.
Yeah.
We're going to break this down.
For sure. Basically, think of it as a more structured way to figure things out. There's a neutral person, they listen to both sides, they look at the evidence, and they make a decision that everyone has to follow.
So it is more formal. It's like you've got this referee who makes the final call.
Exactly. And the document, it's really good about outlining what rights everyone has. You can have a lawyer, you can bring your own evidence, you can even have witnesses.
Okay, so it's all about fairness.
Exactly, making sure everything's done by the book.
Now, before we wrap this up, I did want to touch on something else that's mentioned in this document, and that's disciplinary procedures. Because it's important to remember that disciplinary actions for students with disabilities, they might not always look the same as they do for general education students.
You're so right, and the document, it emphasizes that. It says that discipline can't keep a student with a disability from getting their education. It has to be done in a way that makes sense, considering their IEP and their disability.
It's about, like, remembering that discipline should be a learning experience, not a punishment.
Exactly. It should help them grow.
Okay, so that was a lot. Consent, evaluations, what happens at 18, confidentiality, how to work out disagreements. We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
And we've only just scratched the surface of this document, this Alaska Department of Education Early Development Notice of Procedural Safeguards.
It's true. There's a lot more to unpack, but hopefully this has been a good starting point.
Yeah, like a crash course in understanding your rights as a parent.
Exactly. So we're back, diving deeper into those rights you have as parents when it comes to special ed in Alaska.
You know, it's one thing to have, like, a document that says these are your rights.
Right.
But it's a whole other thing to actually feel like you can use them. You know?
Oh, totally.
So how can this document, this notice of procedural safeguards, actually help parents feel empowered?
Think of it like it's almost like your cheat sheet, right?
Yeah.
It tells you what questions to ask, how to stick up for your kid, how to make sure everyone's following the rules.
I like that, because sometimes it can feel like you're just kind of like on the outside.
Exactly. Like, and this document, it's like, nope, You're a part of this. Parents aren't just there to sign forms. They're helping to create their kids' education.
Yeah, and like any good adventure, you need a map, right?
Totally.
And this is it. It shows you the steps, what to do, and like we said, your rights.
And honestly, just knowing it exists can be a huge relief.
Right.
It's like, even if you don't have all the answers right now, you know where to find them.
Exactly. And speaking of finding things, don't worry about, like, writing down the name of this document right now. We'll link to it in the show notes.
Absolutely.
But let's talk about some real-life situations where this could be useful.
Okay.
We talked about IEs, but what are some other times when a parent might need to, like, pull out this document?
Well, a big one is disagreements about the IEP, the Individualized Education Program.
Right. That's like the plan for their special ed services
program.
Yeah.
And while everyone's supposed to work together on that, sometimes, you know, parents in the school might not see eye to eye.
Like, what if the parents think their child needs a certain kind of therapy, but the school doesn't think it's necessary?
Exactly. Or maybe they disagree about how often those services should happen, how long they should last, even where the child should be.
So that's when you pull out this document.
Yeah. Instead of feeling stuck, you can look at it, see what your rights are, and then you can actually advocate for what your kid needs, but within the rules, you know?
Okay. So it's about having the information to back you up.
Exactly. So you can go into those conversations feeling confident.
It's like having options, having a plan.
Exactly. And you don't have to be a lawyer to figure it out. It's written in plain English.
Which is so key, because when it's your kid's education, you've got enough to worry about.
For sure. This document, it's supposed to make things easier, not harder.
Now, you mentioned the IEP process. Let's talk about that a little more.
Right.
Not just disagreements, but like the whole thing.
Right.
How does this document help parents understand their role in that process from the start?
That's a really good question. This document makes it super clear. Parents are equal partners in this.
Okay.
From day one, when they're first making the IEP, parents have the right to be involved every step of the way. They can share what they're seeing at home, talk about what they think their child needs.
So it's not just about going to the meetings. It's about actually, like, being a part of the conversation.
Exactly. And this document spells all that out.
This document is really sounding like required reading for any parent who's got a kid with an IEP.
It really is. It gives you the knowledge and the confidence to really be a part of that process.
Okay, so we've got the practical stuff, the IEP, disagreements, all that. But what's the bigger picture here? What's the main message this document is trying to get across?
I think it all boils down to empowerment. It's about giving parents the tools and the information they need to be strong advocates for their kids. It says, you know your child best, and you have a right to be a part of their education.
It's like moving away from that old way of thinking where it's like the school knows best and moving towards a real partnership.
Absolutely, where everyone's working together to make sure every kid has the chance to succeed.
And it all starts with parents who understand their rights and feel confident using them.
Exactly. That's how we make sure every child, no matter what challenges they're facing, gets the education they deserve.
It's kind of wild, right? Like, we're talking about a legal document,
yeah.
And somehow it's actually empowering.
It really is, because it's all about making sure parents in Alaska, they've got rights when it comes to their kids' special ed. This document, it gives you the knowledge so you can handle all this stuff with confidence.
It's a, like we said, a crash course, but specifically for Alaska.
Exactly.
But I think the most important thing is I want our listeners to feel ready for anything, not overwhelmed, you know?
Totally. Special ed, it can be a lot, but this document, it's like, it reminds you, you're not alone in this. You've got a voice, you've got options.
And sometimes just knowing what those options are, that's half the battle.
Huge. When you get it, when you understand your rights, that's when you can really make a difference for your kid.
So any final words of wisdom for our listeners, the parents who are like right there in the thick of it?
Trust your gut. Seriously, you know your kid best. If something doesn't feel right, you gotta say something. Ask questions, get clarification. And don't think you have to do this all on your own. There's help out there. We'll make sure to link to some resources in the show notes.
So important. Trust yourself, ask for help if you need it. And don't be afraid to use your voice.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Your voice matters. What you see at home, that's important. And you deserve a seat at the table when it comes to your child's education.
This whole deep dive, it's been about giving you the tools you need to be the best advocate you can be when it comes to special ed here in Alaska. And remember, this Alaska Department of Education and Early Development Notice of Procedural Safeguards, this is your guidebook, your cheat sheet, your secret weapon, whatever you want to call it.
And the best part, You don't have to memorize it. Just knowing it exists and where to find the info you need, that's huge.
We've covered a ton, but honestly, we've just scratched the surface here. There's always more to learn, more to explore when it comes to advocating for your child.
And that's kind of the thing about this whole journey, right? It's always changing. It's always evolving. And you, the parents, you're a big part of that.
So to everyone listening, thank you for being here, for diving into this with us. Hopefully you're walking away feeling informed, feeling empowered, and ready for whatever comes next. Until next time, keep asking those questions and never stop fighting for the education your child deserves.